Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. New Hope is a church that puts people first. You can listen to our sermons and podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcasting platforms. This week, Pastor Russ brings us a sermon titled, Daniel and the Choice of Character. Scripture comes from Daniel 6, 6 through 16.
Well, good morning. And Happy New Year. It's okay, don't check your calendar, it's still November. And no, I'm not trying to push 2020 out the door ahead of time, although I won't be sad to see it in my rearview mirror this year, will you? No, I'm not talking about the calendar on your wall. When I'm wishing you a Happy New Year, I'm referring to the calendar that the church has used for thousands of years. And it has to do with this. This is the first Sunday of the new year. And while it lands on different times, it is still the same work of a new year. It is a time for reflection, it's a time for learning, and yes, it's a time for making resolutions. So, on a new year, what story would you use? I think the story we have in front of us today from the book of Daniel is perfect. I think it's perfect for any year. I think for this year, it is particularly important. Because Daniel, at its core, is a story of character, of faithfulness and hope. Daniel is a person who becomes the beacon of hope, not only for his people in this story, but ever since the book was written, in the times before Jesus was born, about 200 years before Jesus, when another time of oppression, Daniel became very popular because Daniel was a beacon of hope. In Jesus's time, when people were oppressed by the Roman Empire, Daniel was a very popular book. Daniel continues to be that beacon of hope because it is a book that at its core calls people to faithfulness, and it's about hope. Last week, the affirmation at the end of the year was God wins. This week, at the beginning of a new year, the affirmation is God will be faithful. And then it asks a question, will we? Because those are the questions, and that's the statement that we get from Daniel. In the book of Daniel, over and over again, story after story, God will be faithful. Will we? Daniel is that book that has Daniel and his people in Babylon, and they have been taken off against their will. In fact, there is nothing that they get to control. All the outside events are determined for them. But that's not to say they have no choices. Because the one thing they do get to control is their choice. How will they respond in this time? In this place where they have no choice over all the things that are happening around them, they get to choose what's going to happen within them. And it is always the choice of character. We get to choose how we respond, and the way we respond is always, always about our character. The events of our life are often given to us. Character is always a choice. That's the story of Daniel, and that's the story that plays out in history. Daniel, in our story, has chosen to align himself with the faithfulness of God, even though there's scant evidence and the results are not very apparent. Nonetheless, Daniel chooses to align himself with God and what God is doing and what God is yet to do. He understood that this is the arena where it counts. Most people will look at the story of Daniel, like our story, and say the real arena of his heroism had to do with the lion's den. That is there. But that really had very little to do with Daniel's response. That had to do with the faithfulness of God. In those times, God will be faithful. So the question is, will we? So the real place of heroism for Daniel, I contend, is back in his prayer room, where he prayed throughout the day, several times a day, day in and day out. I believe that is the place of heroism. That's the place where his character was chosen. And it is always a choice, and actually it's 1,000 choices. It's all those little choices that add up so that Daniel could respond and be ready and be faithful to the God who was faithful to Daniel. There's a story about the choices that we make that's always stuck with me, and it's from my first church in Los Angeles. One of our elders worked in a large multinational corporation, and I got to go and visit him, and we talked, and he was showing me around, and he told me a story about the culture of that particular company that stuck with me, and has stuck with me forever. And it is about a time when they were interviewing someone for an executive position, one of the top positions. And the interviews had gone and everything was going, and there was one candidate who seemed like he was the perfect fit. And they broke for lunch on this last day before coming back, and they went to the company cafeteria. And like a lot of cafeterias back in those days, when you would go to your company cafeteria, there was a line and you pick things out depending on what you want to pay for, and everything had a price on it, including in that cafeteria, the little pads of butter. And so he put a couple on his plate for his bread, and then without even thinking, it seemed, he just took a couple more and then just stuck them under his plate. So then when he checked out, they charged him for everything that was there, including those two pads of butter, but there was a couple underneath his plate. And when he sat down, somebody noticed and said, what happened there? And he said, it's not a big deal. It's a couple cents each. He was informed that he would not be getting the position. And when he wondered why, he was told about the incident in the cafeteria. And he was incredulous. He was saying, it's a couple cents. I'll be happy to pay for it. But the thinking was this, that anybody can show up and put on a good performance when they know everyone is watching. But they somehow thought the best test of who he would be under fire would be who he was when he thought no one was watching. And they chose somebody else because this person had shown that the choices he was making were the wrong ones. I think it was Martin Luther who said, character is who we are when we think no one is watching. Daniel was a person of character. Daniel was the one who forged who he was in the times when he didn't know if anybody was watching. He didn't care because that's who he was. The best indicator of how Daniel would respond was determined long ago in the thousands of choices as he aligned himself every day with prayer and devotion to God. There's a misconception. There is a misconception about how we show up in the storms of life. Sometimes we have said, and I find myself sometimes, I guess, saying it, that character is forged in the storms of life. I think it is more that character is revealed in those storms. I think it is formed in other places. I think it is formed in the thousands of choices that we make that lead us up. Do you remember this picture? It was one of the storms that hit the Florida coast a few years back, and we were all amazed at just the devastation, how it wiped out an entire community, with a couple exceptions like this house. Now, one rendition would be that this house was brave and really stood up strong and it was heroic in the storm, but the fate of that house, of course, was determined long ago. It was determined when every bolt and every strut and every anchor was painstakingly created in anticipation of the storm. It was done at a great expense. It was done when other people thought, why are they wasting their time? It was done when most people didn't think it was all that important. But everything that was done and the way it was done to the code that it was created and all the details that were paid attention to were done in anticipation. All those decisions and all those actions in anticipation of when the storms would come. Its fate was determined long before the storm. Daniel's response was determined long before the lion's den. And so is ours. Daniel had live lions to face. And while we don't have that, we have some things that are just as deadly and tear us apart. You and I will face storms too. Sometimes they will be like the great storms that wipe out coastlines and our house and our fortunes. Sometimes it will be disease that wipes us out or tears us apart. Sometimes it will be cancer. Sometimes it will be Alzheimer's. There will be people who struggle with mental illness. There will be people who struggle with great great times of recession when economic fortunes are wiped out. There will be fires. There will be politics. And all that's pretty much just 2020 so far, right? So while we don't know what's going to happen in 2021, we don't know which storms will come, we know they will. And the only question will be, what will we do? We know, Daniel tells us, that God will be faithful in those times. And the only real question is, will we? Daniel is the one who did in that prayer room what only he could do, so that when the time came, God could do what only God could do. For Daniel, it was prayer, it was devotion. And I know when I talk about those things, people kind of roll their eyes and think, oh, here he goes again. As if those things, those habits, those practices are things that we do off to the side when we feel particularly spiritual. Or that we do those because it's going to make me, and I don't want to do it because it's going to make me religious. But none of these things, none of those things have to do with being religious. It has everything to do with, what are we going to do to become resilient? What are we going to anchor ourselves to? And we will anchor ourselves in whether or not we pray, whether we study, how we give or not, how we serve or not, the people we surround ourselves and commit ourselves to or not. Each of those are choices, each of those are decisions, and each of those will have an effect on how well we are anchored when the storms come. Daniel is a book about the choices we get to make, and they are the choices of character. God will be faithful. Will we? That's the question at the beginning of a year. And as you're thinking about that, let's take a pause and let's ask ourselves the first question. Let's ask ourselves that first part. In the next few moments, where have we seen the faithfulness of God in our life? Where have we seen those times that where God showed up? Before we step into a new year, let's look back over our shoulders. Where has God been faithful for you? So God will be faithful. The question Daniel asks, will we? Will we make those choices that align ourselves with the faithfulness of God? And will we set our course in accordance with who God is and what God is yet to do? The story of Daniel has Daniel as a threat, and yet he was loyal. He was loved. But Daniel was a threat not because he was a rabble-rouser, not because he was a troublemaker, but because he knew he straddled two worlds. There is the world that was, the world that was apparent, the world as it is, and everybody was living in it. But he was also and understood that he had another foot firmly planted in another world. It was the world of God and the world of what is yet to be and what God was yet to do. The world as it was, it was a phrase that is encapsulated with the law of the Medes and the Persians. This is just the way it is, and don't mess with it and don't change it. You can't. Get with the program. Daniel understood that he lived in both of those worlds, but he could only give his ultimate loyalty to one. He chose to give his ultimate loyalty to the reality of God and what God was yet to do, and that is what made him a threat. We understand that, don't we? We also have to live in two worlds. We also have to straddle two worlds, the world as it is, and then also with one foot in the world as it is yet to be and what God is yet to do in this world. The world as it is not called the law of the Medes and the Persians. It's often framed this way. It said, oh, that's just business. That's just the way it is. Or that's just politics. That's just the way, that's just healthcare. That's just the way it is. Sometimes it's the attitudes of, it's not good, but there's nothing you can do. Yeah, the environment's in trouble, but really there's nothing you can do. Leave it alone. Poverty's a terrible thing, but there's really nothing you can do. So why bother? That's just the way it is. That's another way of talking about the law of the Medes and the Persians. And the challenges and the choices that we get to make with character have to do with aligning ourselves with to which world will we give our ultimate allegiance. The world as it is, in which nothing can change, so just get on with it, or the world in which God is still still active and what is yet to come. And that will determine everything. Because the choices we make, when our choice is the reign of God, it will give us resilience in the storms, but it will also make us restless with the status quo. When we say nothing can be done, what we really mean is nothing can be done until somebody does it. Isn't that the history? Nothing can be done about race, and nothing can be done about slavery until somebody does. Nothing can be done about sexism. Nothing can be done about the rights of women until somebody did. And the same is true for children. The same is true for disease. Nothing can be done about the pestilence of this world. That's just the way it is until somebody did something, until somebody said no. There has to be a better way. And then it changed. Isn't that the way that that works in this world? That we give our allegiance to God means that we will indeed find comfort in those times and in those storms, because God will be faithful. But it also poses a question. It also will threaten that very comfort. It will challenge the very sources of that suffering and those storms. When it asks the question, so God will be faithful, will we? That was the question before Daniel, and that is the question before us. Daniel understood that it has to do with ultimate allegiance. And he knew that there were things in the world as it was that were good, and he gave himself to it, and he rose high in rank in that world because he gave himself and blessed his world. But he also knew that if any of those things becomes ultimate, it is the destruction of that world. We live in a world where there are many good things about my own comfort, my own security for myself, for my family, things that have to do with my own political views, and things that have to do with my community, and things that have to do with the well-being even of my country. All of those things are very good things, and we should give ourselves to those things that will bless others, but they dare not rise to the ultimate allegiance. Because when they do, Daniel's story tells us, history tells us, that only disaster follows. That when we take anything and make it ultimate, we have sown the seeds of its own destruction and brought great grief upon ourselves and all those around us. The ultimate allegiance of Christ. When we say yes to that, that means we have to say no to those other things. And while it threatens those things, paradoxically, it saves them. It redeems them. Because now we can work at those things and give ourselves to those things because we have a better North Star. We have set our compass. We know where we are going. And we can work on those things because we are called to be faithful to our time and to our place. Does anybody think in this time, this place, that the problems of this world and the problems of this country, and they are many right now, that they are going to be solved by people being more loyal and more committed to their particular viewpoint, their particular politics, their particular comfort, their particular community, their particular state, their particular nation? Isn't ultimate allegiance to any of those things going to just wreak more havoc and more destruction? And yet, it is when we give ourselves to Christ and the way of Christ that now we can solve these problems in a different way that are redemptive. That the real hope of this world has to do with the way of Christ. It has to do the truth of Christ. It has to do with the life of Christ. And as we give ourselves to that, now we get to be part of the solution and not just part of the problem. When we do that, we set our course not only for our own life, but by the grace of God, we become the light by which others can find their way too. The theme of this season that we are in, this Advent season, has to do with hope lights the way. Because when we give ourselves to the hope of this world, the world that is here and yet not here yet, that is yet to be, when we give ourselves to that, then we not only are able to navigate ahead for ourselves, but we are able to show the path for others. In these challenges and in these changes, in this new year, I have a prediction. In fact, I have three predictions in this new year. One, change. This next year is going to be full of change. It's going to look nothing like it does now or anything like we think it's going to. If it's like any other year, it's going to look completely different, and there's going to be amazing changes for the good and for the bad. The second prediction is that for all the things that we don't get to choose and get to control, there are some significant things that we can choose and control right now. It has to do with our choice and how we will respond and the character that we give ourselves to, the quality of our life, and the way we are able to affect this world. It will be determined by the changes and the challenges that we make, the choices we make, and the course that we set. And finally, in all these changes, particularly in the ones that we have nothing to do with or that have been given to us, God will be faithful. One question: will we? In this new year, may you be made even more aware. May you be made even more aware of the presence and the reality of God, the God who is faithful. May you experience the faithfulness of God in new ways. May you experience it in such a way that you will align your life more and more with the thousands of choices that are in front of us, in such a way that we have given ourselves and are shaping ourselves and aligning ourselves with the God who is the God of hope, giving ourselves to the world that is yet to be. May we set our course and give our ultimate allegiance so that not only may we find a way, may not only you find your way this year, but you find it in such way that you become a beacon, that you become the light on the hill, that you are the light of the world, as Christ tells us, that others find their way. And in all these things, may all of us this year be able to answer that question: God will be faithful. Will we? And may our answer more and more become an unequivocal and clear yes. Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Hope. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. Go in peace.